Welcome to the Williams Neken YB Hurton phone conference line.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Monty. How are you?
Fine, Karen. How are you?
Great. Are you the one that, when it says the host has come on, are you the one that they're referring to, or is Ruth must not be on the line, is what I'm asking.
No, that's me.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
I guess I'll be loading up the slides for you on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So Ruth is just plain gone.
I think so. I don't know that for sure, but she wanted me to get in there and load it up this morning.
Yeah.
They're in Texas, right?
What?
They're in Texas?
Yes, uh-huh. They went down for that summit, I believe.
Yep. Can you hear me pretty good?
I can hear you great.
Okay.
You hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. This is the first time I've run the slides, so I'm trying. I don't know if I'm that coordinated.
Oh.
Well, I got you on speakerphone this morning.
Yeah. That's, I always put it on speakerphone because I don't want to sit there and hold it long.
Yeah.
I'm lazy.
How's the weather over your way today? Still snowing?
It's getting a little daylight, but I don't think it's snowing. I think it's, you know, just probably good weather for us.
No snow at my place in Wenatchee this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, probably follow your example a lot.
Good morning,
but it
Catherine.
Was really hitting Leavenworth late yesterday afternoon or evening.
Really?
So it must have been big in the passes.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I don't have to travel across the mountain.
28 degrees here.
28?
Yes, radio announcer the other day said, welcome spring in Siberia.
Oh, that's cute. I'll have to remember that. Well, it just seems like that, maybe it's just me, but it just seems like that this winter has drug on longer than usual. Usually,
it took a while
to
get started, didn't it?
What?
It took a while to get started. There was no snow.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like that, I don't know. I thought that it should have warmed up. Of course, you know, one of my problems is that we lived in Yakima for so long, and by this time there's no more snow, no more anything. You just have nice, you know, spring.
Yes.
And being up in the mountains, it's not that, you know, it's not that way.
Well, my brother up in Waterville on his wheat farm was tickled to death. They had quite a bit of snow yesterday. They're really short of moisture. You know, he won't have a crop if he doesn't get this stuff, so they're tickled to death.
Where was
Douglas
this?
Douglas County.
Where does your brother live?
Up at Waterville in Douglas County. Just a little bit north of Wenatchee, north and east.
Okay. Wow. Well, see, we all have our different ones. Fortunately,
mm-hmm.
The Lord is in charge and not us.
Yes, thank goodness.
Yeah. I think we'd mess it up big time.
Bobby, did you get my email yesterday?
I certainly did, and I thank you. I haven't had time to look at it yet.
Oh, it's
been
that guy just talks and talks and talks, but he's in charge of this institution that detoxes. And that's really interesting, and he really speaks about infrared saunas. He doesn't know why everybody doesn't have one. He travels 280 days a year, and he won't go unless he can be in a sauna every day.
Oh, we all know what infrared does, of course.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I don't know what those things cost. Has anybody ever priced one out?
Yeah, I have one. And my husband just told me, we just went to the home show, and there was one. He said we paid $4,600 for ours. That was about 3 years ago. But this guy is saying they're getting to be available for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know what they're priced now. And they have all different kinds. I see one advertised in the health magazine that I get at the health food store, and it looks really good. But I saw one at the home fair, and it had different colored lights in the ceiling for one of the important things is that of the wood, it's cedar, and the other thing is that it's the heaters, who makes them and where they are and what kind they are. And then this one had colors that you could turn on if you're depressed or if you're, several different conditions in your body. And that was pretty interesting. And it had I had a cover. It could be outside and protected from the weather, like a kind of a canvas cover.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Of course, I think I know. Excuse me. I think I'm surprised Nikon hasn't come out with something, but I think I know probably why. The cost is probably pretty expensive up there. But, you know, I look in time that, as of course, you know, anything happening in technology, the price always comes down as it's better improved. So it wouldn't surprise me if that's not somewhere down the list somewhere for Nikon.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. And what is it? Instapure advertises their infrared rooms. And I kind of think maybe that'll come up someday if we can. But
infrared robe?
Huh?
What did you just say?
Well, infrared for rooms for your house, like an electric heater, only they're infrared.
Right.
And they go to all corners and everything, I guess, and looks interesting.
Boy, you guys are talking about stuff that I'd love to see happen.
Instapure sends out a brochure all the time about those heaters. Instapure.
Where did you buy your far infrared sauna?
I bought it at the home show here in Wenatchee about 3 years ago. But if you there's information on those you can get and study the different kinds, and I think there was a fellow that was coming here from Idaho or Montana and selling them one time. Then there's different vendors that come in, and they're all very interesting.
Yeah, I think down the road, Nikon will come up with something in regards to that. Well, looking here, we're getting a little 7:02, and I'd like to welcome Margaret and Mary Lou and anybody else to the call that just recently joined us. And this is, of course, Friday, and even though it might show Ruth up there on the as a host, Ruth isn't with us this morning, as far as I know. Her and Dennis went to the summit in Texas. Pathfinder Summit, and so we'll go ahead and get started. I first want to admit this is the first time that I've loaded the slides and worked the slides, so just everybody kind of hopefully and bear with me. And I got a little cough this morning, so let's get started. Now we start, and I'd like to thank everybody for being here on the call. We're kind of excited about this call for the purpose of education and knowledge and learning better ways of putting the proper foods in our bodies and utilizing the Nikon Nutritions and the body balance and just getting our health headed in the right direction. Of course, the mission is to give people the education and knowledge so that they can choose to do what they want to do and make everybody better as they possibly can. So I'm going to go ahead and get started here. So today is what we call a review day on Monday. I try to do it every Monday to kind of catch people up. If you'll notice there on the bottom of the slide that we're looking at right now, that if you ever need to go and miss a day or want to re-listen to a day, you can always go to the allswell.org website and pull that up. And for those of you that are not on the WebEx, that is allswell.org. You can go there and that's Steve Crowfoot's website. And I'd like to thank Steve for all he's done for us over the years in regards to doing that, recording that. On Monday, Ruth talked about something that I think is kind of real important for each and every one of us. Okay, and that was we started out talking about inflammation and how inflammation is basically so important in regards to chronic diseases and how that particular does. But inflammation is one of the main reasons of the three major problems that we have in our health today, and that is heart, stroke, and cancer. Dr. Blaylock talked about Dr. Blaylock report that she gets every however often it comes, and that sepsis and acne and aging and all that stuff is all regards to basically inflammation. She also talked about a test that she felt we should all get next time we go to our doctor, the blood test. It's called the CRP test, and that basically has to do with inflammation. We also got to discussing some quick and easy meals and what kind of meals to prepare. She also talked about how greenzymes and how they maintain what they do for us in regards to the alkaline, acidic type situation. And she explains all the benefits of the particular product. On Tuesday, Karen is our host, and it's kind of a transparent Tuesday, and people reported on their last week in regards to the points and that sort of thing that they do in regards to the point system, and I found that to be very important. And for those of us that keep points, it's just a way of keeping us on track of our goals and getting those 10 points on a daily basis. She also talked about toxins in our environment. She talked about the cleaning products, basically how some people are very sensitive to those type of things. And one of the things that I thought was kind of an uh-huh for me, and I remember being on the call a few years back, and that was in regards to toxin, that is how we take babies and first thing we do when we go to somebody's house, in most cases, after everybody's, of course, handled a baby and whatever, and that's where you live, put the baby on the floor, put a blanket on the floor, and put the baby on the floor. And, you know, and mentally I can see that in my mind, and walking by a baby on a floor that has a carpet on in particular, and all the dust and everything that I'm sure that I stir up with my feet as I walk by the baby. And, of course, the closer to the floor, toxins always seem to fall and go downward. So it's kind of, she just brought that point up, and I thought it was a very good, important one. She also talked about the shower filters and basically that how our skin is so absorbent, and that's one of the main things we realize, that our skin is an organ of our body, and anything that is in the air or we take a shower or anything that's in the water is going to be absorbed by our skin. Also, Donna, her co-host, talked about the sensitivity to scent. She talked about that how even toothpaste had certain product ingredients in it that were there, and that how it was so important to be aware about it. She talked about basically even the toxins in regards to air fresheners. Wednesday on Ruth, she got involved in toxins again and how they really exceed over pretty much everything, you know, our bodies. And that MSG, she talked about the MSG and that sort of things, and how that's so important to try to find out what MSG is and what it does to our body, and particularly on ingredients in the body. She also talked about GMO foods, which are pretty much modified foods that are modified to either grow faster or to stop pesticides and that sort of stuff, and that corn and soy is one of the main ones that are involved in that. Of course, corn is one of the main ingredients that's kind of used pretty much in most of our processed foods, so that's something to be aware of. She also talked about body language and how to be aware of what our body language is doing, listening to our bodies and seeing where we're going and to avoid the toxins. There's all kinds of toxins in food that we need to be aware of and are put on our food, particularly in herbicides and pesticides. And she also explained that the word natural, that means that doesn't necessarily mean much. Basically, it just means that they can't say organic. So if you see a product or a box product or something like that that says natural, and particularly in a box product on it or a can or whatever, that the only reason that is there is it's a way of they mentally market to those of us that are interested in health, but they can't say organic. So the word natural is nothing more than a marketing ploy or tool and a way to trick us into things to be aware of. She also talked about Nikin and how we can change the world one home at a time, and that's basically pretty much, again, what this particular program all is about. On Thursday, Mary Lou is our host. She went over the 10 points to achieve in regards to what was so important in regards to the points that we talk about. And she went over each and every one of them. She again talked about Donna and how it's so important that she now has went out and gotten her notebooks and where now she's putting those things on it. She also talked about sleep and how important it is regards to health and blood pressure. And that's pretty well much, I know, as people age, and I'm one of those, that that's something that we're all concerned about. We seem to get more concerned about it the older we get. But I think sometimes with the way that the younger generation is now eating, I think we need to be concerned about that sort of stuff. And she talks about journaling, about how she, on the back side of her sheet, she writes down how her body feels. We talked about things in fast food. Mary Lou happened to mention hydration and how it's so important not to get dehydrated and how that the main part of our body in the health style plan. She went over that, and which was, I thought, was very, very important. I'm also going to kind of stick on the chart that we have in front of us for those of you that are on the Webinex, and I would like to talk to, does anybody have any questions about last week or make any comments about what they heard last week, and maybe what was an aha for them and they heard that maybe was a nugget? Feel free to speak up if you'd like to. Also, then, one of the things I'd like to do this week, and I know I get to talking and whatever, and I personally feel that if you have something that you'd like to say or comment on something I've said, please feel free to break in and speak up, because the knowledge that you have out there is important to pretty well much everything that that we do here on this particular program. But one of the things on the chart that's in front of us in one of our 10 points is exercising. And I know that's something that I'm not going to say fighting right now. I just can't get out and walk and do the things I'd like to do because I'm having a foot problem right now. But we're getting taken care of, and it's getting better. But basically, exercise is nothing more than any bodily function that enhances or maintains physical fitness and overall health and wellness. So basically what it is saying, that any movement is helpful and beneficial because that is a form of exercise. And I don't think sometimes we think about that. You know, just maybe just walking around the house, doing the dishes, cleaning the house, washing windows, doing the laundry. All that stuff, we're moving, and that's what's so important to our bodies. And when we do move, we have certain benefits that we accomplish through exercise. It doesn't, I always, you know, I guess many times people, when they think of exercise, they think about getting out and walking, and Mary Lou's very great at that, or they think about jogging, or you see them when you go out and drive up and down the road, you see them jogging or running alongside the roads and whatever. But anything we do in regards to movement strengthens, one of the main benefits is it strengthens muscles. And of course, you know, and kids, you know, when they're 12 and 13 years of age or 16, they're just moving manly all the time. And a lot of times they don't have the problems, but they're basically strengthening their muscles, which means they're building the muscles. And it seems like the older I got, the less amount of movement that I found in my body. Nowadays we have computers and televisions and iPads, and you know, we can sit in our car if we're driving along as a passenger, and we can work on an iPad, or we can sit in front of our computers for hours trying to learn things or look up information, and we're again not moving them. The other thing it does, it's beneficial to our cardiovascular system. And the reason for that is, what is the biggest muscle in our body and the strongest muscle in our body? And that, of course, is our heart. Look how many times that Hummer has to beat an hour. How many in a day? How many in a month? How many over our lifetimes does that heart of ours beat? And it's a muscle. And when we don't move or we don't get out and we don't do things, basically that muscle, all muscles deteriorate when there isn't movement the way that there needs to be. So in order to keep that muscle strong, the more, and I'm not going to say stress on it, but I mean a good physical stress, the stronger our heart becomes. So when we become sedentary, like I have in the past, and have before I started on this program again, I found that to be very important to me. Bones, after, you know, it helps with the growth of bones, even though we have the osteodense and the calcium, magnesium, and the vitamin D, and all those kind of things that, again, movement is very, very important. And because of our bones, and there again, if we don't utilize the old, you've all heard the old theory, if you don't use it, you lose it. Well, that again has to do with exercise. For those of us that want to lose weight or maintain, even maintaining weight, just to maintain weight, we have to do a certain amount of exercises our body actually has to, we have to do in order to keep that food that we're eating to turn it into fat cells. So it doesn't matter whether you're trying to lose weight or just stay healthy. Exercise is very, very important. Our immune system, it benefits our immune system. Anything that's stronger, when our body is stronger, we can fight off those viruses and flus and bacteria and things that get in our body because our immune system stays strong. It helps prevent the diseases, you know, like heart disease and type 2 diabetes is another one. You know, they found that the more people move, and here again, why does type 2 diabetes in most cases occur in people? In most cases, the older they get. You know, my mother, who ate real slow, and I felt ate real good based upon how she ate, you know, but she didn't get diabetes till she was 80 years of age. And all again, behind, I believe, because her body slows down. As we get older and we get those little cranks and creaks or little hurts or discomforts, we start to slow down. Our joints hurt or our back hurts. So what we do is, if we do something that creates that discomfort in our body, we avoid it. We don't walk so much, or we don't bend over as much, or we are more aware of certain things. Of course, obesity is one. It has to do with, if we don't move around, you can't burn up that stuff. The other things that it does, benefits now, is it improves mental health. You know, there again, if you don't use it, you lose it. And mental health is very important to each and every one of us. You know, I got to thinking the other day, if there's one thing I would really want as I grew older and am growing older in life, and that is I would want my mental health. I would want my brain to continue to function. It's almost like I'd say this. I would take discomfort in my back to not have mental health. I could put up with the discomfort in my back, but to have that mental health, such as dementia and Alzheimer's, and we're finding that, so that is becoming more prevalent in America today, those particular diseases. And I guess that's why mental health is real important to me too, in a way that we're teaching ourselves to eat good healthy foods, and so we can get the antioxidants and the proper nutrition that our body needs is very important. And I'm so grateful for this program. Depression, that's another thing. If we don't move, we sit around and we think about certain things, we become depressed. It's kind of like I can remember going out walking the way that I used to walk on the treadmills, and or getting out walking on a path. And Mary Lou, I'm sure when she walks, you know, I'm sure her and Larry talk about certain things that are very, very important to them, or to their business, or they're releasing stress or whatever. And that's why depression and exercise is very good for that. It helps maintain self-esteem. Now, what do I mean by self-esteem? Well, you know, I look at myself, and when I started gaining my weight back and everything else, I didn't feel so good about myself. And I mentioned on this program, you know, I didn't want to go to class reunion. Why? Because I didn't feel good about myself. I was overweight. I didn't want people to see me in that type of a condition. And my and because of my joints ached and everything else, I didn't really have that erect status that a lot of people have. And where the other thing it does is look at our children. How many of our children have the obesity problems that they have today strictly because of the food they're eating? And even schools. I remember going to school, and, boy, you had an hour of P.E. class every day when I was in high school. They were a movement. They were, you know, we were climbing ropes. We were jump-roping ropes. We were doing all kinds of things for that hour in a day. And nowadays, they don't have that in most cases. The kids don't even really get out and move. They're more, it gets amazing. We're afraid in today's society also to even let our younger children venture out into the neighborhood and do certain things that I can remember as a youngster getting on my bike as soon as I'd get home from school and mother was working. I'd drive 3 or 4 blocks down the road on my bike to our friend's house and stay down there, and we'd play hide and seek, we'd play kick the can, we'd do all kind of stuff. But in today in society, because of where we are culturally or the madness that's in the world, I guess I'll say, is we don't allow our children sometimes to be able to have that. And when Karen talked about walking with her grandchildren, you know, even though it was just around the house, that's just, again, other movements that we can give our children. We can be examples. And exercise is something sometimes called by the health industry the miracle or the wonder drug. And I want to repeat that. The healthcare people, nurses, doctors, those kind of things, sometimes call exercise the miracle or the wonder drug. In other words, the more that we move, they know that. You know, how many times do you think they see obese people come into the emergency room? You know, they have them in their upstairs in their rooms and their floors where they're taking care of them. And that's why that movement just means all of our organs function better. We function better. Everything works more in a particular area. And yes, does that mean that everybody needs to get out and walk and everybody needs to run or everybody needs to lose weight? No, just movement is very important. I think Mary Lou talked about that, and she, you know, she's doing so great in regards to her exercise and her walking and now picking up pickleball. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. But there are basically 3 types of exercises. Does anybody have anything you want to say at this time? Oh, I'm going on here like a motor mouth.
Auntie?
Yes.
So, we started this call back in January, right?
Yes, January 2nd.
And it took me clear up until this past week before. I mean, periodically I would maybe walk a little, but I wasn't consistent. And in my opinion, one of the values of this call is that you keep hearing things and seeing other people's progress, and it stimulates you and helps you to resolve to do better. And that's what's happened for me, is that, boy, not only am I walking, and it's always in my house because we have too much snow and bad weather outside, but I walk in my house, but I also, was it Mary Lou that said that we should get up every hour and walk for 5 minutes? Well, I haven't done it every hour, but yesterday I found myself 3 times walking for 5 minutes besides my 2 15-minute sprints. So I really want to encourage everyone, maybe you're not doing everything just perfect the way that is discussed here, but listen to it, and, you know, at some point you might be able to fit it into your regimen.
Thank you, Karen, for that comment, because that's very important, okay? There's 3 types of basic exercises. One is flexibility. What is flexibility? Flexibility would be like stretching. You know, I find myself standing up now and on the back of one of my big lounge chairs and basically moving my legs out quite a ways from the chair, but yet just stretching those muscles. You know, you can do that by just sitting in a chair, by just lifting your leg up. You know, you can do it by squeezing the buttocks together, you know, those type of things. Those are all flexibility. And basically, why, when particularly in getting older, I found that my range of motion decreased. Well, flexibility or stretching, again, is one of those reasons it's important. And not only good important to keep the flexibility in my body, but it's also good for the joints. There's also aerobic type exercises, such as cycling, swimming, walking, skipping rope, hiking, playing tennis, and pickleball. you know, Mary Lou said how they're out now playing pickleball, and that's very, very important. And I'm going to say that's why that's important, because sometimes we can get into one particular exercise, and that's all we do. In other words, we get out and we walk our 10 or 15 minutes or our half hour or whatever we're particular walking, but then we don't stop. In our mind, that's our exercise. But yet there are other ways and other things of doing that help the exercise. It's just like walking is one form. Now, I'll use Mary Lou as an example. She can get out and she walks, but we end up usually walking just certain speeds most of the time. And that's good because that's building stamina. She's getting the exercise. Her lungs are getting stressed in regards to that. Good things are happening to her body. And now that she's gone to pickleball, what's she done that's going to be basically better for her body? She's going to use different types of muscles in pickleball that she did in just walking. You know, one of the things I found when I was walking, and I read it in a book, and it was when I walked, I found that I was always looking down, looking, you know, maybe down at where I was going to walk, because I certainly didn't want to fall. But one of the things I read in the book, and it said, just lift your head to the level to where your eyes are looking straight out, and all of a sudden you'll feel that different tension on your back. Because again, when we look down when we walk, in most cases, and most of us do that, but as soon as we lift up that head, we change the structure of our body, and that strengthens the muscles again in regards to just walking, how we can utilize different muscles, the different way we swing our arms. Are we carrying any weights when we swing our arms? You know, I think of our water bottle, and I think, boy, you know, for people like Mary Lou that gets out and walk, and, you know, she needs hydration and whatever, and being down there in that wonderful Arizona weather, where it's so nice and not cloudy and nice temperatures and everything else. But there's all kinds of things we can do when we walk to benefit it. But I'm really, and I think she'll probably let us know that doing pickleball, she's using different muscles. And they're quicker. She acts to react quicker. Then there's anaerobic, things like weight training, sprinting, those kind of things. Now, a lot of people think, and I thought when I got older, I couldn't do weight training. I'm not going to go to the gym and lift no 100 or 200 pounds or do whatever. But, you know, we have one of the greatest exercise tools we have, and that's the bar that we used to do rollouts with. Crying out loud, it's got two handles on it, and is it light, folks? It's not light. It's not heavy. But, you know, just to take that and lift that up over your head and put it, stretch your arms out in front of you and just let it stay there for a little bit and try to hold that, I can't think of the tool right now. But, you know, it's just, there's all kinds of, Naked kind of gives us all kind of products to utilize within our exercise program. It's just like sprinting. Most of us, when we think about walking, we don't think about going out there and start jogging. But there's different ways you can sprint. I'll use this as an example. You take a football player, and you can have different types of football players. Maybe I'm using the wrong analogy because maybe a lot of people here don't really into the football. But you can take a lineman, and all he's got to do is for the first 4 or 5 seconds or whatever, is he has to take all of his energy and put it towards that person he's blocking. But you take that same person and you get him to run down the field for 100 yards, and by the time he runs 100 yards, he is exhausted. And you've seen him if you've ever watched football. If you ever watched track at high school or whatever. You know, look at these people that go out and run a mile in less than 4 minutes. Why? Because they've got endurance, they have stamina, but you take a football player, he doesn't get that. So here again, it all goes back to exercise. What are we are we utilizing exercise in the form of our whole body, or are we just taking in one particular time of exercising? It's just like, you know, I always remember Ruth telling me this when I was real bad when I first started this program way back when, and I couldn't even walk from my bedroom to my kitchen. She says, just put your cardio strides on. Just walk to the kitchen with your cardio strides on. Walk back. And when you can do that, feel good. She used to talk about, and I believe it was her, that talked about wall push-ups. You know, I can't get, even right now, I can't get down on the floor and do push-ups. But what I can do is I can stand up a side of a wall and have a wall in front of me, and I can move back about 12 inches or however far I want to, and then I can extend my arms, put my two hands on the wall, and then extend my body towards the wall, and then push off from the wall, and I can actually do push-ups. Whatever I have to go down, like we think most people have to do push-ups. Well, you know, there's another way. It take 2 minutes, 3 minutes, do 10 repetitions, do whatever a day. There again, we're getting more exercise and doing what it is that we're basically doing. Exercise reduces the level of cortisol in our bodies. And the main function in our bodies, and that is to increase blood sugar. That's what cortisol does. Well, we need to get that stuff out of our body. Cortisol prevents the release of substances in the body that create inflammation. And what are we always talking about on this particular program? Inflammation. So there's just ways of doing it. By not everyone benefits equally from the exercise. Most people will see a benefit to aerobic exercise as endurance. Now, what do I mean by that? Is that Mary Lou can go out and walk her and has built up to walking 3 miles a day. I could no more get out and walk 9/10 of that right now where I'm at. But each and every one of us, in our own bodies, because of our condition of our bodies, certain exercises are beneficial to it. So that's why we might not need to be on all the kind of exercises that everybody says to do, but just be on the type of exercise that's going to benefit you, give you the better health, and all that sort of stuff. The other thing it does, too, it increases our brain function. It increases blood and oxygen flow to the brain. You know, it increases growth factors that create new nerve cells and memories in that brain. There again, if you don't use it, you lose it. You know, and I know a lot of people do crossword puzzles. But there again, if you, all you do is crossword puzzles, you're only going to affect certain memory cells of that brain. And that's why, you know, if we just learned something new every day, and you know, that's why I think about this program. Every day or every week, I try to learn something from this program that I did not know before. And I find that to be so, and when I'm doing that, and I didn't think about it, but I'm actually doing my brain exercise. That helps me create those better nerve cells and memory cells. And when we get older in life, you know, it's just like they say, if you don't exercise your brain, you know what your brain does? It shrinks. It gets smaller. That's why we get dementia. That's why we get Alzheimer's, because we have certain proteins in our body that create those kind of situations. But the more we exercise, the more we move our body, the more exercise we make our brain do. It's just like reading. Reading is exercise for our brain. And not only that, it's good for us and our self-esteem and how it's good for depression because our heart rate slows down. Everything slows down when we read, unless you're reading something that really gets you excited, and that would probably be something about the Meekin business. So that's kind of where I'm at. So my main deal is today is, I guess, just to move, do something, maybe do something different. I don't care if it's one repetition. Reach down and touch your toes or sitting on, like I do, on the back of a chair and stretch my legs out. And it's just, all these are important. And, go ahead.
Hey, Monty, it's Mary Lou.
Oh, Mary Lou,
I'm so glad that you validated. I mean, I've got something here, the thing I was reading to you guys yesterday. It's just a silly little magazine, but there's a lot of different things in here about doctors. But it said, and Monty, you are absolutely right, get your daily 30. Weaving at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity activity into your daily schedule not only keeps your heart muscle itself in good working order, but it also keeps just about every heart disease risk factor in check. It helps keep your weight steady, alters where you store fat away from your stomach, keeps your blood pressure and glucose levels low, which prevents diabetes. It increases HDL cholesterol, lowers LDL, and reduces stress. It doesn't need to be on a treadmill, and it doesn't need to be in one fell swoop. Like Karen said, she got up, walked around for 5 minutes a few times yesterday. This is a doctor, Sharon Hayes, MD, founder and director of Mayo Clinic Women's Heart Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Here she says, quote, gardening, pushing a stroller, vacuuming, all count toward the 30 minutes.
have to just move. Thank
move.
You. Move. Thank you, Mary Lou. Appreciate that information. You know, there's so much information out there for us. And, you know...
Monty, this is Kathleen, and can I ask you to go back to when you were talking about cortisol? And I think you said it increases blood sugar in our bodies, and then something else. And I'm very interested in both of those. What I missed what you said right after that.
Well, I don't. I hope I've read. I have one thing I have here that it says cortisol prevents the release of substances in the body that cause inflammation.
Okay.
Now, exercise reduces the level of cortisol. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So that, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just listening. That's great.
Oh, I'm sorry. And, you know, here's the thing we have to understand about blood sugar. Blood sugar is very, very important to our brain. Almost the fuel of the body. Water and blood and glucose, sugar, okay, which our body produces naturally, is very, very important to our brain. Now, that tells me when I sit around and I become sedentary, what I'm not doing, or I sit around and don't drink the right amount of water that I should, and Mary Lou has always said 50% of your body weight, okay, when I don't do those type of things, I'm not just depriving myself of dehydration. I'm depriving my brain of the food that it needs to function the way that it needs to function. And we also, when we understand that cortisol aids in fat, protein, and carbohydrate metabolism, okay? So that's why when we move our body, we increase our metabolism. And when we increase our metabolism, we get rid of excess weight. We burn energy. And fat is stored as energy. That's the reason it stores. And just because our body functions the way that it does, our body does not want to be starved. So everything it can put into our body that it doesn't need, it turns to energy. It wants to store it. That's like when we sometimes go on a calorie-restricted diet. We basically pretty much starve our body. And when all of a sudden the brain says, uh-oh, something's happening here. Maybe we got a drought going on, or maybe we got something that I better get that energy that's coming into my body, and I better start storing that. And that's why, so that down the road, my brain, which is the functioning part of our body, just stop and think about this. Just move your little finger. Just by moving, you think that finger moves because of the nerves that's there, and all of a sudden it just moves? No. Because I just told my brain, move my little finger. Take a step. Heart, continue to beat. You know, lungs, people when they think of exercise, they look at, how do you exercise a lung? Every day you should sit down every once in a while and take some real deep breaths through your nose. Hold it for a little while. And then blow it, the count of five, and blow it out. I can remember the first time I did that all of a sudden when I took a real deep breath, just by being my body not being walking or that kind of stuff, you know, I could actually feel a little discomfort in my lungs because I had never, before I started walking and doing those kind of things, I had never inhaled that strong. And my lungs, which are basically, they have a little gummy stuff inside of them, and when they come together, it's what they call a collapsed lung. When your lung collapses, basically your lung sticks together and it won't pull itself apart, and that's why they got to go in and put air in there to blow it up, to get it to separate itself.
Nice.
So just by breathing deep, and it's good for depression. It just makes the body feel good. Just breathe in and out real slow. Take some real deep breaths. Hold it for a little while. And I'm really getting on here, and I'm sorry, I didn't realize how late it is. But just thank you for being here on the call. For those of you that spoke up, thank you. I really appreciate it. And yes, I believe Monday, Ruth, I believe I'm taking the call again on Monday, but I've just had a wonderful week on this call, and I hope each and every one of you have, and I'm just...
We have, and Monty, this is Kathleen, I learned a lot today, just about how you can be all the movement stuff, it's really great. So thank you. It's just kind of new or refreshing to hear it again. Thanks a lot for all your effort.
Well, definitely just thank you for being here. And you got a lot of good information when you speak up, too, and it's very much appreciated. Sorry I didn't get into the slides a lot today. It's kind of hard for me to do two or three things at once. But just have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. And as Mary Lou says, just go out and move. Whatever, anything you do that is movement, that is unfamiliar, that maybe you haven't done, you know, just one push-up from a wall, maybe just sitting in a chair and lifting your legs up, or putting that, I can't think of that, what's the name of that roller that we use? It won't come to my mind right now.
Mag Creator?
Thank you. Just take it. And take that and sit in a chair and lift your legs up and put that Mag Creator on your legs to put a little pressure on your legs, or... One of the other, and I'm going to get into this, and I'm going to go quit because I am quitting, is that when my mother had her stroke, you know, they used to get these, the nurses that come in and give her physical therapy and that sort of stuff, had a stretchy type of a material. And they would have her nothing more than put that around her ankle and or her knee or whatever, her arm or whatever, and just extend her arm out with just that elastic type of a, and you can buy them in any sporting goods store. People use them a lot. It's basically what it does. It just creates resistance. And so there's all kinds of things we can do. And I'm sorry I've got carried a little away today, but have a great weekend. I'm done. Anybody else want to, any closing comments you'd like to make?
Great call, Monty. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Loved your call.
Well, Mary Lou,
yes.
Thanks for reading that article because it's just, again, validates anything we can do to validate something. I think we're all looking for that validation that we are on the right path. So have a great weekend. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing I talk about is having these big glasses of water, and then when Karen said that she got up and moved, you know, every hour, the reason that we want to do that is that it says that if we sit for long periods of time, fat circulates in our bloodstream longer, and our HDL, good cholesterol, can't clear the artery-clogging plaque from our system. So that's why we want to try to walk at least once an hour, a few times an hour, it's even better. And that's for people who, you know, spend most of their day sitting down, desk jobs or whatever. So I'm going to get, I guess, smaller glasses. I'll have to put a lot more pennies out there and maybe get up and get my water more often.
Well, you know, it's just like, that's one of the good things about the Nikin mattress pad. And it brings another point, and that is that when we sit, our blood pools, and I found that so true since I've had my foot in, and they've done some minor surgery on my big toe, that I can sit in a chair and I can be sitting normally and not a problem. I can lean that chair back and put my foot up above, you know, and I can sit there for 10 or 15 minutes, and all of a sudden when I lower my foot, my toe starts to hurt. Now, why does that happen? Is because when my foot is high, the blood isn't getting to my toe the way that it needs to get in a normal situation. But as soon as I lower that foot down to floor level and my toe starts to hurt, that is the blood that's rushing down to that. And when we sit, blood pools. That's the nice thing about the Nikin sleep pad. Is that when magnetic system allows the body, the blood to flow, and I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not making medical claims, but that blood keeps flowing through our body, and it doesn't pool on us when we sit on our left side, lay on our left side or our right side. Really, I'm done. Thank you.
Bye. Have a great day.
Thank you for that help. Bye.